Okay, it is 2:45 p.m.-ish. Yep, 2:46 on Tuesday, June 23rd, 2020. It's Sustainability Committee meeting. I am going to pause this recording in like 5 seconds and then resume it once we get people signed in and ready to go. So pausing it now.
Hey, David.
Okay, you guys are on.
So we're ready to call. Hey, that's David. He's muted his video. Got it. I thought that might be Dawn. So we're calling this meeting to order of the Lincoln City Sustainability Committee for June 23rd. Anne-Marie, are there other details we need to do? It seems like the roll call is pretty self-evident here.
Yeah. I
Sarah
think
and Mitch and myself.
Yes. Sarah, okay. Mitch, and Dave Price.
Okay, and I want to thank you for the agenda and the minutes. Hope everyone's had a chance to look at that. Those were some exhaustive minutes, and I think really well done. Let's see. So I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the May 26th meeting.
I second the motion.
Yeah. Yep, well, we have a... I'll call that a motion, Mitch, and a second by Sarah. How's that?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, Mike.
No, that's just fine.
For limited procedure.
Any further discussion? All those in favor? Aye. Okay. Minutes are approved. So under business action items, Anne-Marie, you put the monthly quick projects that we kicked around last time. I confess, I have not invested any time in the quick projects over the last month. It's been, as I'm sure it has been for everyone, just a crazy time. Did you have any particular direction you wanted to go here?
I didn't. I put that on there because it seemed like it was something of interest to all of you. You seemed pretty passionate about it, so I didn't know if that would be something that you would want to continue discussing at this meeting, or we can certainly discuss it at a later time. We're still waiting on that work session with City Council to give direction on how they wanted the Sustainability Committee to move forward with the items in your presentation that was way back in February, seems like a long time ago. So kind of struggling for things to put on the agenda as to additional items, but we can certainly just hold on that until the next meeting. And then we'll just move on to updates of the assignments.
Okay. Well, I think that in the event that anyone's accessing this recording and wondering what we're talking about, I think that the minutes did a really good job of summarizing the conversation that we talked about, these big sort of climate action plans and these really heavy lifts that I think are very admirable and would be valuable to the city, but are beyond the scope of what we can bring to the table as if we were to say the Sustainability Committee do this. We could certainly support that effort and buttress the City Council in that and staff, but without their involvement and staff involvement, we don't think anything like that could happen. So we thought maybe we decided on this that we could identify smaller. We talked about everything from Dawn had some really good ideas about shoring up next spring's seal pup protection program and other things, even from trash pickups on the beach to other educational opportunities. When I look at that, so many of them right now would involve more than 10 people in one spot. And I think you're right to say, I think we have to address this, not post-pandemic necessarily, but further along in our fight.
Yeah.
Anyone disagree with that, Sarah or Mitch?
I agree. Yeah. I feel like a lot of stuff is going to have to be done, like, yeah, small groups and just kind of, like, throwing around ideas, but maybe not being able to, like, do them yet until this goes away.
Yeah, I agree with you, Dave. I think that, I mean, right now, if you think about what kind of interactions are possible between the city and the citizens, it seems to me that maybe the only, I mean, the most important kind of interaction that I can think of is education. The idea that the city may feel that, you know, part of its job in governance is to, you know, inform the public about a lot of these issues. And there's so many different ways to communicate that don't conflict with the lockdown. There's the website, there's newsletters that go out. There may be, you know, maybe even a Zoom meeting if that was warranted. But I guess at this point, knowing where we are, I would say, if we have any recommendations for things that we would recommend the council to do, you know, we would stick with this theme that you raised of what can council do about educating our citizens.
Okay. Yeah, I think that you're right that we could use those tools like Zoom. We don't necessarily have to get together. I believe that to be the strongest way to get people engaged is to give them something to do, like invest some sort of sweat equity, or just getting together as a group means an awful lot. But there's a lot of different topics out there. I mean, just one, we could have someone from the Portland Zoo host a Zoom for us and talk about how many animals had offspring this spring because they weren't being stared at by thousands of visitors, which I thought was a fascinating thing when I found out about it. It was just an explosive year for that sort of thing. And so other ways that maybe the pandemic is having unanticipated results in the natural world. I think that we keep our eyes open for those opportunities, and hopefully within the next month, maybe we'll be talking about, okay, we can have groups of 100 on the beach, and what do we want to talk about in terms of activities at that point? I'd like to think we'd be in phase two by then, for the sake of all of us and our health and the community. Okay. So Anne-Marie, what's next?
Updates on the assignments. So I know Mitch has some information on what he found out from the plastics people.
Yeah.
And then what he put together for the logo. And, you know, before I send that off to council, I wanted him to share that with the group.
Great.
Yeah. So if you, just to recap, the idea was inspired by an article that I saw a couple, few months back that was talking about, here are some companies that are developing innovative biological and biodegradable alternatives to plastic. And so I maybe naively had the idea, well, you know, they're going to want to, they're doing product development and they want to get their product out in the world. Maybe they'd like to, you know, send us a sample and we could have it in an exhibit downtown. There could even be a slight tourist angle to it. And we could build an exhibit and show people what these new alternatives look like. Well, I contacted all five of the organizations that were listed in the article. I don't know. There might have been two. There might have been three that I didn't hear from. There were at least two that I did hear from that declined to participate. And it seems likely that, you know, this is still new for them. They may be protective of their trade secrets right now. They may not be ready for the public to see what they produced. And so clearly that idea will not be going forward. Now, it could be modified the idea of the city hosting an exhibit, maybe like a kiosk outdoors or something like that, that it has to do with sustainability, I would throw that back on the table to say that might still be a topic for consideration. The other item was the idea of involving the public in what we're doing by inviting them to participate in a logo contest for the sustainability, for the zero waste initiative. And I wrote up a little bit of verbiage, just very something very brief, and sent that to Anne Marie. Once again, I'm aware that we, our committee cannot really send messages directly to the public, that we make recommendations to the city to see if they want to engage with the public, and we just give them some ideas. Rather than blasting it to all of you, I just sent it to Anne Marie.
Would you, Dave and Sarah, would you like me to forward you that email, or would you like me to read his draft?
You can forward it.
Okay.
Sure. Go right ahead.
Whichever you prefer.
I will do it right now.
It's really short.
And then I'll also read it just in case there's anyone listening. It says, the Sustainability Committee has proposed to the Lincoln City City Council that it sponsor a logo contest to brand our community's interest in becoming a zero waste community. The competition would be open to anyone, anywhere, but we hope to generate special interest in Lincoln City's schools and Oregon Coast Community College. We recommend entrants to familiarize themselves with the great branding already generated for Lincoln City by Explore Lincoln City. And then the deadline for submission might be 1 month after the announcement. If that sounds okay to Sarah and Dave, it's obviously okay to Mitch. If it sounds okay to all of you together, then I will put it as an agenda item on the next city council meeting.
Sarah, any thoughts?
Yeah, I think that sounds good. I think people would be, they would feel invested in it then if they can participate. And yeah, I think it'd be fun. I was just thinking about I was kind of thinking of little ideas for the logo, but it's like, no, that's not the point. Yeah.
Well, it could be. You could have Andy submit them.
Right. I think it'd be cool to do it that way. And that way everyone's kind of having fun and participating with it. Yeah.
So, let me ask you this. Could we also ask Ed to have his agency? So what I'm thinking is the agency that the Explore Lincoln City has used has done a lot of things with the octopus, right?
Yeah.
It's on the side of trucks. They've got the tentacles sort of coming up on their business cards and websites. It's really interesting the way they've deployed that branding across a lot of platforms. And I'm wondering, maybe they can whip together, you know, just for argument's sake or a conversation starter, like the eight tentacles coming together as a zero with a little head of the octopus off to the side. And that may not be what we want to go with. We may want to go with some citizens' input, but at least then we'd have something that's got the branded colors, the, you know, accepted fonts or typefaces that the city chooses to use and all of that stuff. But they might shy away from that and say, whoa, that looks like a city effort, which we're not ready to do yet. I don't know. I really like the way that looks.
For the contest, we could always say, like, for it to be following the rules, it has to have the city's colors, or it has to have some kind of tentacle theme or something like that. But yeah, like, honestly, when we were coming up with our logo for here, one of the things that took us this direction with the squid, at least, is tentacles gripping like bottles or pint glasses or whatever. So yeah, I think it'd be kind of cool for the logo to be maybe like the tentacles gripping the earth, or like maybe not the earth, but like yeah, something that's kind of like a sustainable symbol or something like that. I don't know. So maybe with the contest, we could even say, you know, maybe when you submit your idea, that it has something to do with this, like these three things or something like that, just to kind of help people narrow it down. I don't know.
I like that a lot. Mitch?
Yeah, I just, I guess all I would say would be, you know, we the main goal in public interfacing would be, you know, to let them be creative. We did that. The verbiage did sort of guide them to sort of like think about what the branding is right now with the city. And then, you know, the clever ones who really understand what branding is will really pick up on that. And I think that the judging session will ultimately sort things out.
Okay. So one thing that strikes me is if someone said, hey, Dave, I need you to build a logo for X. And in my old days at the Today, you know, we had a lot of advertisers who hadn't gotten to a logo stage yet. So we wound up building them for their ads. And so one of the things I would do is say, well, tell me more about your business and who you are and your background and who you're, mm-hmm. you know, describe your customer to me. And so I would imagine that a lot of would-be designers and hobby artists are going to say, oh, cool. Tell me more about Lincoln City Zero Waste Initiative. And yeah. So I think when we issue this, we need to have what I think you, Mitch, and others called out early on in this conversation, which is at least a webpage somewhere that says, here's what, and we went through this exhaustively with some of the larger plans, like here's some examples of zero waste plans that are in action.
Yeah.
But here's in 150 words, here's what we're thinking for Lincoln City. Does that make sense?
At least here's what we're thinking, at least initially. Yeah. At our last session, I believe that Dawn came forward to try to generate some kind of verbiage that could go to the city website on zero waste. Is that right, Anne-Marie?
Yes. That was Dawn's assignment, was to put together a paragraph or two regarding the initiative, and that would go hand in hand with the logo contest. But she's not here, so we don't have that information. It would be best to wait until we have that, do it with city council all at once, because it is okay. It is kind of a package, package deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't. Just to push back a little, Anne-Marie, maybe if we said, hey, and we have a draft in the works of a conversation, because I'm sure Dawn, I already know she was, we all saw some of her early work on this.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you decided to go forth on this, you know, I guess what I was about to say was we could provide you with the information we think would inform people as to what the Zero Waste Initiative might be. But then I'm putting myself in the place of the city council and saying, hey, wait a minute, before we go advertising this, we need to know first. So you're probably right. These have to go forward as a package.
Yeah. I see that now.
Yeah, I hate to keep kicking things another month down the road, because all of a sudden we look at each other and it's June 2021. But
if
it's probably smart.
We can certainly, but we need to really, to do it right, we need to have a vote on, you know, what Dawn presents. So that needs to be done.
If Dawn were to email that to you, because I'm sure she's on it, I'm sure she's already done it. If she mm-hmm. emails that to you sometime in the next week, could we vote by email? Or maybe not vote, but like, you know.
I suppose we could. if we on the record now made a motion that you're going to vote by email for approval of Don's verbiage.
I think that'd be great. And we're not doing anything that's anything but above board, because for one thing, all we're going to do is vote on something to present to a public body to discuss in a public meeting.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to do it, because then we're not pushed out another whole month just for this.
Well, then I move that we invite Dawn to complete her assignment, and when she does have it, share it with us for an email vote.
Yeah. I second that motion, Mitch, and I would also say in discussion that many times I've said to my wife, I move that Ethan finish his homework. Often
I like the feeling of power.
So we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Yes.
Great. Dawn's going to be asked to do her homework.
That's right.
That's what happens when you don't show up for the meeting.
I'm sure she's done it. She's totally on top of it. So now that I opened the most recent email, I've lost the past email that had the agenda. Oh, there it is. So comments, and reports from sustainability committee members. Who wants to start?
I will make one comment, and that is that thus far we have received no applications for the open position.
And how has that been advertised? I'm sorry.
Well, it's the standard, it's just posted on the website, so.
Okay.
I brought it up to the two guys that came in and were hanging out for a couple meetings ago, Nick and Lorenzo. So, and they said that they were like, well, how do we find, how to do it? And I kind of directed them to the city's website, but they were interested. And they were both interested. I don't know if we're just looking for one person or if we wanted to find more than one. I don't know. But I told them both about it.
Okay. Well, the bylaws and the ordinance have it as a 5-member committee, but they could still both apply, because there's an interview and selection process. So they could certainly both still apply, and then one would be selected over the other. And or perhaps city council would want to do something about it, increasing the numbers.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
Oh, sorry, I was muted. I was saying I like the idea that we have a 3-3 tie and we have to stay around on Zoom for hours and hammer our arguments. I like the idea. I just love that those guys came and sat in on a meeting and were so engaged, even to the point of wanting to sort of chime in testimony when it wasn't public hearing, as it were. I think that kind of behavior should be rewarded. So that's great. Thank you, Sarah, for reaching out.
And Nick actually has come to several of the LC Green Drinks meetings too. So it's something that I know he's really interested in. So I'll remind him about the details to go to the city's website too. Also, this is not really on what we were talking about, but it was in the minutes, the beach bingo cleanup bingo cards. I've had a couple meetings on the phone with an email exchanges with Dawn and, Laurie about that. And it's not really sustainability, but we talked about it last time. So I figured I'd mention, Laurie has a card pretty much figured out, and, we're going to try to kick it off and do like a once a month raffle. So whoever completes their little beach bingo cleanup card can just take a picture of it so that we can do it like via social media, or they can turn it in some, like we have a couple different places we're talking about. But anyway, so that's kind of rolling along. It's not really completely related to this, but yeah, it's kind of a fun thing that if I was hoping to have some here at the Squid, and we can have some at like the Chamber and stuff like that. Maybe even Moe's might be involved. And then when people, like I said, kind of complete their bingo card, they'll get entered into a raffle for gift certificates around town and stuff like that. So, kind of fun.
That's great. Fantastic. I look forward to that. Mitch, I don't have anything else to report. How about you?
No, I really don't have anything. This is a strange days, strange times.
Okay, well then I guess we can adjourn the meeting.
Okay. Lacking a gavel, I'll use a pen. We're adjourned. I want to thank everybody for being here, and I'll look forward to the email when we hear from Dawn, which will be great.
Okay. Okay. That's lovely. Okay, guys. Thank you. See you soon.
Thank you, everyone.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.